Hello, this is Leslie Scarra. I'm founder and CEO of Merlin Development. This is my third podcast for prepared foods focusing on technology issues. This one is entitled Convergence of Trends, a proposal for a radical revamp of food products. The newspaper this morning had the glaring headline, Feds Unite Over Economic Crisis. Indeed, we may be entering a period driven by an unusual combination of economic factors. And because of this, I believe consumers and food companies may be finally ready to adopt major changes that have been resisted for years. To be specific about the trends, the economy. Nearly all consumers are beginning to pull back on spending. As money tightens, we become more conscious of waste. Oil. Price increases are evident at the gas pumps, so we are reminded of inflationary pressures as we drive. Food. Prices at the grocery store are increasing noticeably, forcing consumers to consider new choices to keep food budgets in line. Healthcare. A visit to the doctor is costly, and drugs are even more so. Sustainability. More food trade publications are discussing the impact of carbon footprint measurements and sustainability. Recycling. Program growth has largely stalled, but recycling is sufficiently widespread to serve as a trigger to help people see waste in a different light. Those who might not ordinarily recycle because of inconvenience are beginning to do so, shamed into it by their children or grandchildren, perhaps, or by energy considerations, or by the hope that it might make a difference economically. Drought in certain areas is resulting in water restrictions, serving to focus attention on water resources. Commodities. Food companies are reporting reduced earnings in the recent quarter due to increases in commodity pricing. This commodity price problem is unusual, however, in that it runs across so many categories of commodities simultaneously. I'm not telling you anything you don't already know, but I do believe that both food companies and the American consumer are finally ready to allow a major revamping of major American food lines. What might this revamp look like? In its fullest form, this revamp unites all of these trends. The taste, quality, and convenience attributes of the products are maintained or enhanced. Prices to the consumer are maintained or reduced. Products are reformulated to minimize costs in the light of long-term commodity price shifts. Reformulations also improve health wherever possible. Shifts toward increased fiber, towards whole grain, reduced sugar, fat, sodium, etc., and they are included even if they don't result in product claims. And the packaging is changed to the minimalist or most recyclable form. With 30 years of development experience, I recognize that alterations of any major brand come with great risk. But since we're clearly about to alter our major brands via classic cost reduction efforts, I hope that you will give my proposal very real consideration. You may object that I am needlessly complicating a simple cost reduction program. However, I counter that I am actually proposing an approach that will maximize odds of success and minimize the total R&D effort. And it will produce a product line that should be maximally competitive while providing consumers with the attributes they care about most at the best price possible. But why combine a major packaging change with a cost reduction formulation project? One, because both efforts will put the brand potentially at risk by introducing changes. Two, because both efforts will encompass changes broader than their originally expected scope. What I mean here is that the formulation project will likely necessitate process changes, and the packaging project will also probably require process and possibly also formula changes. So there is a synergy in planning and managing both groups of changes at the same time. 3. Cost reduction projects are so commonplace, it's easy to underestimate their difficulty and importance. As a consequence, it is easy to under-resource them. 4. By combining the formulation project with a major packaging revamp, the magnitude of the project increases to the point that it supports a comprehensive marketing, R&D, and operations effort. The corporation designs, develops, and implements the change with the efficiency of changing formula, process, and package once, and the consumer is subjected to one change in their beloved product. A podcast is a brief forum to make the case for such a comprehensive product revamp. But for the first time, perhaps ever, companies have the drivers to consider such a change at the same time that consumers have the drivers to accept such a change. So where do you go from here? Start to gather the information you'll need to design this brand revamp. Identify consumer drivers for your product line. Collect specifications for formula, process, package, and distribution, and the rationale for each specified item. Collect commodity price predictions, nutrition and health information relevant to your brand, new ingredient or process technology that might be considered, packaging formats that minimize packaging while protecting the product and providing the necessary convenience, and distribution and trade requirements. Finally, begin to formulate the vision of your business in its successful future state. How are your consumers, your company, the trade, your suppliers impacted by the revamp? Properly executed, your brand will be better liked, more consistent, profitable, and competitive than ever. I'm proposing that you take a radical risk with your brand. I do not do this lightly, but I strongly believe our current economic and environmental woes are combining to offer us a unique opportunity to throw off the old rules of grocery commerce and offer our loyal customers more efficient, cost-effective, healthful, and equally enticing versions of our major food product lines. I welcome your comments and discussion on this topic. You can reach me via the contact information posted on the Prepared Foods website. Thank you.